the growth of tourism in the states between 2012 and 2013 was pretty substantial. How much more room for growth is possible as we see the growth of Firefly, the addition of Big Barrel and Delaware Junction, the development of a national park, all those things kind of coming together at one time?
Well, I think there still is plenty of room to expand tourism in Delaware, and especially in the shoulder seasons and in some of the areas where tourists don't normally frequent. So I think there is room to grow. I'm really excited that, you know, there's three music festivals in Kent County during the summertime, and that was certainly a time of the year where Kent County could have used some expansion as far as tourism.
And I imagine that when you first heard about Firefly coming to Delaware, you could never have envisioned how big it would get or that these other festivals would kind of come right in behind them.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I was telling somebody the other day, if you'd asked me 4 years ago, would I have ever expected 90,000, you know, 25 to 35-year-olds to descend on Dover in June, the answer would have been no. But Firefly has exceeded all our expectations. So we're excited that, you know, this weekend. And the really neat thing about Firefly from a tourism perspective is that our demographic is now skewing younger. Our demographic used to be, you know, females 35 to 55. Well, now we're starting to see more of a male mix, and we're skewing 25 to 55.
I have to ask, though, is it a big trick to get the typical festival goer, the type of person you just talked about, to go and do something else in the state other than just go to an event like Firefly?
Well, we provide a lot of opportunity for them. We provide a lot of information in the media tent. But ultimately, they're here for the music, and they come for the Firefly experience. But if they can see something or something piques their interest on the way down, or they say, I was in Delaware and had a great experience, there might be a possibility that they would come back and maybe vacation and maybe see something else.
Is there ever any concern that these new things, particularly these festivals, will distract or detract from other tourism options? For instance, people fearful of Firefly traffic saying, well, I'm not going to go to the beaches this weekend or the weekend when some of these other festivals are in town.
Well, I think our Department of Transportation has done a fabulous job with working with the Firefly organizers, and I'm going to keep our fingers crossed, but I'm pretty sure that they have traffic managed the best that they can. And, you know, from NASCAR experience, they know how to move large volumes of people in and out. So I think beach travelers decide to travel on a different day. They may travel later at night, and our office tries to pump out that type of information to give the travel tips to the beachgoers, and then, you know, all the radio stations do a really nice job of traffic updates. So, and DelDOT has a wonderful traffic app now that, you know, the Firefly organizers and our office are pushing out to people so that they utilize it.
Let's talk a little bit more specifically about the beaches. So what is the outlook for this summer for the beach tourism in Delaware?
Well, it looks really, really good, you know, from all indications. You know, rentals were up earlier in the season, and, you know, beach travel really is dependent on weather. So we're hoping we have a really good summer and that beach traffic is and travel is up.
And I know one of the things that seems to have really started to burgeon in the beach area is the food and drink options for people. How important has that been that as you've seen more visitors come into the state, that there are more of those type of options for unique dining or beverage experiences?
Well, you know, Sussex County itself, and, you know, particularly in the Rehoboth Beach area, is known as the Culinary Coast. And we are so fortunate in Delaware to have those dining options. And I think a lot of people do travel for a culinary experience, or at least experience it when they're here. But the big growth industry right now in tourism in Delaware is the breweries. And Delaware's getting known for breweries. In fact, we expanded our Delaware Wine and Ale Trail. We changed the name, called it the Delaware Beer, Wine, and Spirits Trail, and we're probably going to have to expand that again by the end of this year because there's so many new breweries opening up.
And I was going to say, I mean, you started that trail some time ago. Are you happy that you kind of had that infrastructure already in place so that you were able to take advantage of this expansion of that particular industry?
Absolutely. And we knew that breweries across the country, that type of tourism was, you know, becoming extremely popular. Brewery tourism, you know, traveling for spirits and things like that is popular, and so is sports tourism. So our office took advantage of both of those trends and tried to capitalize and package it in a way that the average consumer could easily see what Delaware had to offer.
You mentioned the sports side of thing, and that's also been an area of growth for the state. What are some of the things in that area that you've been pleased that the state's been able to kind of capitalize on and bringing people in?
Well, you know, we created the Delaware Sports Commission in 2009, and since its inception, that commission itself has booked over $30 million worth of economic impact into Delaware. We've booked such a variety of sporting events, such as Taekwondo, the collegiate championships were just here. We revamped a slam dunk to the beach. That was extremely popular with the top high school basketball players are now in Delaware, and we're hoping to have that for our second year. We have hockey championships. There are so many events, mud runs, all kinds of different runs, and beach soccer that the Sports Commission has had a hand in bringing to Delaware and recruiting. So that's been a big gain as far as sports and tourism in Delaware.
It hasn't been very long since you rolled out the Endless Discoveries campaign back in January. Despite the fact that it hasn't been that long, is there any sense of the kind of impact it's having so far?
Well, we have a lot of feedback so far about how they love the commercials, absolutely love the commercials. And the biggest comment that we get, and the most common comment, is we never knew those things were in Delaware. And that was what we wanted to get across. We wanted to get across a feeling for Delaware and that maybe, you know, there would be a unexpected sense when you see the commercials, and that's what we're hearing. Now, all of our indicators are up, and we're hoping to have, you know, a formal report done on the success of the campaign. And we're hoping to run the campaign again next January to April because this is, you know, one of the first times that Delaware's ever really ran a full tourism campaign in metro markets, including, you know, print, radio, and digital. And television. So we're really excited.
You mentioned the fact that people have noted that they didn't know certain things were in Delaware. Mm-hmm. Was there one or two things that people specifically said, I didn't know that was available in Delaware?
Well, the Nemours Mansion, people had no idea how gorgeous those gardens were and how beautiful that mansion is. And Trap Pond State Park was really an unexpected. We would show that photo when we were going through the branding exercise, and people would say, that's not in Delaware. They thought that was in, you know, some exotic place, but it's right here in Delaware.
Well, the one thing you don't have control of is the economy. I guess you also mentioned the weather, but also the economy, particularly things like gas prices. But at least in terms of the economy and gas prices, they do seem to be working in the state's favor this year, correct?
Absolutely. And Delaware has always been known as a drive-to state. So, you know, gas prices do affect tourism somewhat. So we're hoping that this year, you know, it won't affect it in a negative way. It'll affect it in a positive way. But, you know, when people decide, I'm going on vacation, this is where I'm going to go, they're going to travel there, no matter how much the gas price is. It's the people that maybe you're only going to go for a day that you're going to lose, but you're not going to lose the people who have already rented some place or made their hotel reservation.
But those drive to day trip, weekend excursion people are people that can make a significant difference if enough of them come around.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Linda Parkowski, Director of the Delaware Tourism Office, we thank you so much for your time on The Green this week.
All right, thank you, Tom.